Baltimore police are insisting that a trial program in which a manned plane with cameras flies over the city and feeds information to law enforcement was not a secret. The department's responding to a story about this surveillance plane, first reported by Bloomberg Businessweek. WIPR's Kenneth Burns is on the line to tell us what the department is saying about the plane. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
Before we get into the department's response, tell us about the plane. It's not a drone, right?
No, it's not a drone. It's not unmanned. It's a small plane. It's a Cessna, kind of similar to what I used to fly in while I was a traffic reporter, but that's a different story. It has a camera system that can scan some 32 square miles of an area, essentially half of Baltimore City. The system is being provided by a Dayton, Ohio company, Persistent Surveillance Systems. And the department says the program is being funded by an anonymous donor, but Bloomberg reported that the money has come from Texas-based philanthropists Laura and John Arnold through the Baltimore Community Foundation. They donated the money through them, which sent the money to the police department. The program is being credited for helping in investigations, including the arrest of a man accused of shooting two elderly siblings over in Walbrook earlier this year, as well as keeping an eye on the illegal dirt bikes in the city. Now, the test program is currently in the second phase, which will end in a few weeks. The first phase took place between January and February. Police spokesman T.J. Smith likened this to a mobile city watch camera, and for those not familiar, those are the cameras on street corners. They have the blinking blue lights on top of them, and until yesterday, the city has not publicly acknowledged the program.
Not publicly acknowledged, not publicly disclosed. Apparently, these phrases do not mean the same thing as secret, at least not to Smith. He maintained yesterday this program was not a secret. Did he explain why practically no one knew about the program before the article in Bloomberg?
He didn't fully explain why the program wasn't publicized before, and he was asked a number of times about why the program was not publicly disclosed.
We add on to our robust City Watch program, which the mayor's office has been fully supportive of over the years. It's actually doubled. And we don't have press announcements to say we're adding new cameras. Some of those might move, and we don't have press announcements to move it. This is a trial program.
Smith added that they have not made a long-term commitment to the program. They're just checking out what the system can do. He also said the department regularly goes for new technology and that there are already hundreds of cameras throughout the city through the City Watch network, again, as well as cell phone cameras. Now, keep in mind, these City Watch cameras can normally look at a block.
And we know they're there because we can see them.
Right.
Let's go over some of these concerns, how this program came to Baltimore, and the privacy concerns over the camera use.
Well, the advocates are not happy that the program was launched in secrecy. They felt that it should have been disclosed publicly, but the money was donated privately through the Baltimore Community Foundation. So that explains why it didn't go through the Board of Estimates through the public vetting process. Now, remember, this coming at a time when the Justice Department a couple of weeks ago issued a report highly critical of the police department violating civil rights. Common Cause Maryland said the program should not be running without public oversight. And the ACLU of Maryland told the Sun that the technology is basically like putting a GPS tracker on each of us. Smith says that the only people that really should be worried are the criminals.
And what about legal concerns?
Well, according to Ross McNutt, he's the founder of the company running this program. They went over cases involving aerial surveillance. He said the law is on their side.
There are four Supreme Court level decisions that cover this, that deal with one out of Florida and one out of California specifically, that were used to gather search warrants. So one was in 1984 and one was in 1986.
McNutt also said that they are no different from any other airborne law enforcement organization.
So what's the current timeline for this test program?
Well, they're in the second phase, which will continue for another few weeks. The first phase was between January and February. This current phase began in June. It should be noted that the plane has not been flying continuously since January. It's an aircraft, so you still have to fly in the right conditions. And then there's plane maintenance, oddly enough, like yesterday, which is why the plane was not in the sky.
But it might be back up there today?
As long as the conditions are right, it might be up there today.
Kenneth Burns is WIPR's Metro reporter. No secret about that. Thanks for joining us, Kenneth.
Thanks, Nathan.